We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Linebackers coach Jeff Kuntz met with media after Monday's practice. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
It's time to get your first look at the 2021 Mountaineers. Join us for the Gold Blue Spring Football Game presented by Encova Insurance Saturday, April the 24th, inside Mountaineer Field at Milan Pushkar Stadium. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. Tickets available for just $10 at WVUgame.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit WVU Medicine Children's. So join us Saturday, April the 24th, for the Gold Blue Game. Get your $10 tickets now at WVUgame.com.
Jeff, start with special teams a little bit. In your second year here, but do you guys put more or less emphasis in the spring on special teams? Because a lot of times that sort of gets shoved to the background and stuff in the spring.
Yeah, no, we are very consistent in our approach with special teams from the fall to the spring. So there is no less time devoted to it. It is a priority here at West Virginia. It was a huge, and I've said this before, it was a huge lure for me to the job of being special teams coordinator here because of what Neil does from a head coach perspective and the emphasis that he places on it and the assistant coaches on our staff. So it is every day. And what we're trying to do this spring with that emphasis is increase our energy level and really get the kids excited about the different aspects of special teams. What we do is we have multiple daily competition type drills that use the techniques across multiple special team segments. And we're using that to create a competition. And we've seen a really good increase in that energy level that we're looking for.
Next question comes from Kevin Kinder.
Coach, watching some of those drills that you run, are there specific things that you're looking for each one? I mean, obviously getting off blocks or, you know, sustaining blocks. But I was watching something on Saturday, like finding the ball in the air, it looked like, you know, squaring up, surrounding the person catches the ball. So the things that you're grading them on, what are some of those? How important are those in carrying over to actual play?
Yeah, well, there's no question. And what we try to do is take those techniques, like you mentioned, and what you saw Saturday, we were in a punt cover drill. And we've got to protect, obviously, on the punt scheme first, and then we've got to cover down. And there's two different phases of our punt coverage, what we call the trap, which is our fast guys, our gunners, speed trap, and how we're trying to contain the ball and get it where we want it to go. And then that second level of the coverage where now we're leverage based and we're right side, left side based, and we have our rules. But that's consistent in every phase. If we're covering kickoffs, it's no different. Where's the location of the ball? What's the level of the coverage team that your responsibility is within? And then now when we flip it, like you said, now on a punt return concept or a kickoff return concept, how are we going to retreat, get our body in relationship to the return man and the guy covering that we're responsible for, what we call ball, me, man, in that order, the ball, me, and the man, and how to stay in that relationship throughout the play. So all of our drills, when we try to do these drills and we organize these drills, everything is trying to cover multiple aspects of multiple teams in one drill. So that you kind of hit the nail on the head with your question, is maximizing the reps, maximizing the time that we have, so we're not just doing one specific thing at one time. We're actually killing multiple birds with one stone, if that makes sense. Our emphasis this spring on a coverage aspect, again, how is our effort down the field? How fast can we get down the field? And then how can we get our body in position to finish plays down the field? And that's a transition. That's, imagine a full speed transition and then a coming under control so that I can make a play on an elite returner in this conference, okay? And how we have to sink our hips and lower our base and so that now we can finish it. How we got to shorten our steps, all right, and keep our feet at a high level and high speed. And then when we're blocking, so this, the same aspects. How can we get our pad level lower than the man that we're trying to block? How can we have the base of our feet independent so that we can move laterally with the block? And obviously everything with our hands, and how are we striking with tight hands inside so it's a legal block, and now we can maneuver in a tight space with those guys. So just some things that we're really stressing and really harping on that it's going to increase. And what we do a lot of here is when we're showing these to the guys, we're going to use offensive clips and defensive clips because it's the same movements. When we're blocking, it's the same thing that a receiver has to do when he sprints down the field and he's trying to block a safety in space. He's going to have to come to balance and get ball me man on that guy. When we're teaching an avoid concept where we're on a coverage unit and we're trying to reduce surface area with our pads and what we call our dip and drive, well, that's the same thing that a pass rusher, a defensive end might do to turn the edge to rush the passer. So we'll show those clips. So it might be a receiver doing a dip and drive drill, well, that's the same thing he's going to do to avoid press coverage to run his route. So we try to show those clips. So when you talk about special teams, there's a big ownership because really we're just tying in what they're doing on offense and on defense onto the special teams segment. So I know it's a long answer to your question, but that's really what we're trying to build is that uniform language. We use the same language on special teams that Jared's going to use with the receivers and that AJ is going to use with the ends and that I'm going to use with the linebackers. That's going to be uniform so that more people know it and that instantaneously builds more depth. So guys can be plug and place and they know the techniques as they've done it in this competition system.
Jared Siri.
Hey coach, we saw him recover a fumble in scrimmage on Saturday. So I was wanting to pick your brain about Quamazius Mosby a little bit. That was 11 on 11, but he contributed a lot on special teams last year. What were your impressions of him? And, you know, given his background of athleticism and versatility, how does he affect that overall unit?
Yeah, you know, Mosby's a high energy guy, high effort guy. And, you know, he's a guy that comes every day and he's trying to compete and he's just trying to continue to do more and more and more to help this team. He's a really selfless guy. That was really fun to watch him get that play on Saturday in 11 on 11. And when you're around the ball, and again, it goes back to your effort. He was in that position because he was running and pursuing. And that's the same thing he's been doing on coverage units. You know, he had a chance to rush some punts last year to try to take one off the foot. We weren't close. And that's something that we're really harping on in our direct angles and our footwork. And he's a guy that knows there was a couple opportunities last year that he could have really changed the impact of some games early on. And he's the first one in line when we're doing those drills. So I'm excited about Mosby. And I really think he can be a core guy for us this year moving forward as he continues. The other thing that he's improved on also in some of our return units, he's really showed the ability to be able to turn and run, flip and find his man that he's blocking and get his body in that ball me man situation. So hopefully he can bring some more to the table in our return units as well.
Coach Cody Nesper.
Hey, Coach. Neil talked to us on Saturday about Devel Washington switching to Will. And I was just wondering if you could kind of take us through, you know, what's going to take for him to get to the point where he's, you know, ready to play at linebacker?
Yeah, I'm excited about Devel coming into our room at Will. He's got a skill set that matches the skill set of the position. Right now, the biggest thing is he came in day five or day six of spring ball. So we had 80% of our installation in on defense. So he's got a lot of scheme and alignment and job responsibility things that he's trying to catch up on right now. And we're not just throwing everything at him, but every day I'm trying to grow what he understands as far as where he fits in the 111th of the defense. But he's a young guy that's got length. He's got the size you want. He can run. He definitely has the ability. Had a really nice play on Saturday on an interception. So I'm excited about him. But to answer your question, right now it's just really getting an understanding of the defense, the schematic aspect of it. And then after he kind of gets a baseline of where he's supposed to be in each defense, now he's got to learn the techniques. Obviously, how he's going to rush the passer when he is in a blitz, how he's going to fit when he's in a box mentality now, because that position can have to move into the box and play B2B gap. And then obviously when he's in space, where we want him and how we want him getting to certain places. So scheme and then the technique associated with each call is imperative for him.
Greg Hunter.
Coach, in terms of returners, first of all, what are you looking for? And is that hard to find in practice? Because you can't go live that much with, you know, punt returners and kick returners. So how do you judge a guy when it's two-hand touch?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're going to have certain situations where those guys are – they're not going to be many of them, but there's going to be some situations that we'll put them in that they've got to be able to catch that ball, make that cut, and be able to do that in a full 11-on-11. One thing that we're doing this year, it's a little different, is and it was mentioned earlier, when we do all, like, for the punt returners, for those guys that are back there right now, our punt team, we're rolling three groups. So when they get into their coverage lanes, we're actually not putting a punt return team that's going to go full field. So when that punt team protects and then they get into their coverage, they're working their lanes and their rubs. So when that punt returner catches it, he has multiple guys in his face. So he's going to have to catch it, make his stick, and get vertical, and he's having to work through traffic. Now, he knows we're not going to hit him, but he feels that pressure. He feels that presence of those guys so he can see those cuts. And then it's the same way with what we're doing with our kickoff return guys. The obviously luxury we have there is Winston's returned for 2 years now. We've got a guy that has those live reps. And as we're building that depth, those guys that can see the hole and then hit it and get vertical are going to be, you know, imperative. So we try to simulate that the best we can. But you're right, we're not going to tee off on those guys either in spring.
We'll go back to Kevin Kinder.
Coach, follow up on that return game and scheme a couple years ago. I know there was the rule change about, you can't pair up, you can't do the wedge, things like that. How much has that changed the return game? What kind of impact have you seen? And, what do you try to do to get around that to set up better blocks in the return game?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And to answer your first question about how the non-shield or the two guys not being in conjunction with each other, everything on kickoff return especially is assignment-based. So we have a count system that we go, and everybody's responsible for a certain thing. We have some double teams. Now those double teams, they have to be staggered. So we have a post, and then it's bang, bang. It's not together, but it's one. And then really close after, as long as there's a second in there, then we can work those double teams. So what you're seeing across college football is more of that staggered double team and then working to your numbers from the backside. So really, other than those back big guys coming together and holding hands like you saw for so long, but they can still get a few yards apart and still have the same leverage mentality, the same angles. And then it's really important for those kick returners to set up returns, whether it's vertical and then bounce or inside. Because when we set up blocks, we're really trying to draw the kick team at a certain angle. So it's so many, and it's the same in offense and defense. We want to set those blocks up, and then we can get into the range of it. So that's kind of the mentality, and that's universal. That's pretty much along college football with that rule change. But again, at the end of the day, schematically, you know, you're still going to have a count system and be able to work and try to get the right angles on those blocks.
John Antoni.
Coach, I have a question about your linebackers room. Your numbers are down, and you know, you had Tony Fields last year, and I think there's an expectation from the fans that these guys are just going to come in like this one year and perform the way he did. That's really unrealistic. Where are you at right now with those guys? And I would imagine development is very important right now, and then add in some pieces as you go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're always on the look. We are a little bit low on numbers, and it's been exaggerated a little bit more this spring just with some outside football things that we've been working through. But, you know, like you said, the guys that are here, the utmost importance is development. And this is a developmental program. And how can we develop growth? How can we maximize our roster? We mentioned earlier, you know, DeVell came over from receiver. He had played both sides of the ball in high school, has a chance to come on in that. But, you know, our focus in the spring is to develop the guys that we have. We've got some young players that are learning every day. And then we've got some seasoned guys that have been here for multiple years, and the Chandlers and the Lowe's. And they've got to continue to get better and raise their level. And, you know, the big thing that I always try to do no matter where I'm at is dual train. You know, you got a guy like Josh Chandler who's played Will. He's played Mike, you know, stepped into Texas Tech last year when Tony had to leave the game and played the Mike position. And you know, and had a good bowl game, and making sure that he's understanding both positions, because no matter what, and to be honest with you, whether our numbers were large or small, I've never been anywhere in my 17 years doing this where I could just say, hey, we got three Mikes, we got three Wills, and it's the next man in. And inside linebacker, no matter what the system you're in, you got to get the best two guys on the field. And whether that's somebody having to move over or do something, but you've got to make those guys uniform, because in recruiting, we're really not separating those guys as much. We need speed first, we need athleticism, and we need physicality. And if you have those three things, you can play either position. So you try to build depth with what you have by developing them and cross training. And that's what you pretty much have to do. And like I said, that was no different at previous schools that I've been at my entire career. I've never had the ability to be able to do that and just say, hey, look, these are my guys inside, these are my guys outside. No, you're always trying to get the best 11 guys on the field.
And that was West Virginia linebackers coach Jeff Koontz. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.